A select few get to frolic in Google's wave. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Google is sending out 100,000 preview invitations today for its real-time, all-in-one communications service, Wave. The service combines email, instant messaging, social networking, and collaboration. That's probably an inadequate description, but those who've tested Wave say the experience is hard to put into words. In a post on the tech blog Read Write Web, Frederick Laudinois writes, "Even after using Google Wave for a few months now, it's still hard to describe exactly what it is." But I pressed him for a description anyway.
It's so deceptively simple, but yet it's so flexible that it's really hard to describe what it really does, because it can replace your email at home, for example, but it does it in a chat room kind of fashion where you actually see what the other person is writing in response to your message. As the person is writing it, it just shows up letter for letter on your screen. But you can also use it to, you know, the same system you can use to collaborate on a document, for example, or you can use it to keep specifications in your business online and up to date. So it's really so much in one package that it's hard to just give you one line and say, this is what Google Wave is. It's real-time collaborative editing and messaging, but even that doesn't sum it all up, because then there are widgets and gadgets and you can just do so much with it. It's just such a game changer in some way that it's just really difficult to describe.
What did you do less of and what did you do more of as a Google Wave user? Like, what did it replace, or what new things did you find yourself doing that you weren't doing before?
It's kind of interesting, because you end up looking at the way you message people differently. You know, you start sending an email, you get a response almost immediately. You can actually see if somebody's online. So in that respect, it kind of replaces your email system. But at the same time, I've used it to collaborate on documents, and that happens completely asynchronously. You know, I'll write something, somebody else will go in and make a change. Maybe I'm online at that time, maybe I'm not. So flexible. It's just really amazing in that respect. But yeah, messaging, definitely. It's like a chat room and email all in one, and I've never seen anything quite like it.
Do you think it's possible that Google Wave is just sort of too complicated and amorphous to ever succeed? I mean, some great products and services don't succeed because they weren't marketed well, or because just average folks didn't really sort of get it.
I think that's definitely one of the dangers Google is running with this right now, because it's just so out there. At the same time, there's also so much interest in it, and people really want to see how it works, that I think people will get it in the long run, but it will take a while. This is not, you know, switching from Hotmail to Gmail, or switching from a regular word processor on the desktop to Google Docs or something like that. It's just new, and we'll have to wait and see how people react to that. And my theory is people will be positive about it.
Frederick Laudinois writes for Read Write Web. He says Google Wave is likely to become more widely available later this year or early next. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.